Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Welcome back. Delighted to be joined now by our GP, Dr. Pat Harold. Pat, good morning to you.
Morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, Pat. Good news with that decision for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for over 50s and older vulnerable people, Pat.
Yeah, a few things came out yesterday, and I think we're glad to hear it because here in Nina we're in the middle of a mini outbreak. So we're kind of, our minds are kind of concentrating COVID at the moment. A couple of things came out. One is that if you're under 50 and you've had COVID in the last 6 months, you only need one shot of an mRNA vaccine. That's Pfizer or Moderna. And over 50s, I think the immune system mightn't be quite so good, so you might need that. But they found given the second dose doesn't really make much difference. So if, but if you're immunocompromised, it doesn't matter. So that's be a small group of people who they get.
And would you explain that to us, Pat? Is that because you build up antibodies if you've had?
Yeah.
It's like having a shot to some degree anyway. Is that fair to say?
It's exactly right, Fran.
Yeah.
You get your first shot. It's exactly like having the first shot, and then you get your vaccine, it's like having the second shot, and there you go, which will take a few people out of the mix again, you know. And then there was the announcement that it's now been passed for pregnant people, and this is very good news. Now, they gave 90,000 of these in America without difficulty. So if you're pregnant, there's a few things can go on. You see, one is, you know, you've got the sort of the big tummy, and we know in COVID that the big tummy doesn't help if you have any breathing difficulties, and people are nursed actually pronated. They're on their bumps to take the weight off. So you don't want to be getting pregnant, especially in the last stages of pregnancy. And the other thing is there's a case now, there's been 7 in Ireland that they know of, where the placenta gets inflamed and the baby dies. So they're going to offer the vaccine now, and I don't know who's going to do it. But they say talk to your obstetrician between 14 weeks and 36 weeks. And that will be the mRNA vaccine. And there's no effect on anything on the baby, on fertility or anything like that. Nothing to worry about.
Right. And do you have to do you have to register for that yourself if you're pregnant, Pat? How does that
they
work?
Only came out with that yesterday.
Okay. Right.
I mean, they'll know in the hospital who's pregnant and who isn't. And it'll be the mRNA because it just about everyone who's pregnant, the pension would be under 50.
Right.
And so that's good news along. And then the Johnson & Johnson and the Astra have been cleared for the 50s up. And actually the Johnson will be cleared for people under 50. The Johnson one is very good because you get one jab. So it's for people who are hard to reach or hard to get. Basically people who are homeless or migratory. They're thinking a lot of the Roma people like that, who you just come and offer them the one jab, and then they're sort of out the gap. And so they'll be giving it to people under 50 in that age group as well. So, but you know what we love, Fran? There's a bit of cross movement across here. Sometimes you'll meet somebody up with a vaccine, and they say, "I've already got it in the hospital." So, like, if you have an overweight diabetic, you know, but maybe with heart failure or something, they say, "I've got it in the hospital." Like, that's sort of the 3 vaccines really for somebody else. You know, so it's cooking out. Like 1.4 million jabs have ended up in arms since the vaccination program started.
Right.
We're
still behind their targets, though, and we're considerably behind, even though they assure us that 82% will be vaccinated by July, so I suppose.
Yeah, I think, though, you know, Fran, we're covered for 14, we're going to get 14 million doses of 5 different vaccines in Ireland. Now, we don't need 14 million doses, you know, especially when you consider the Johnson & Johnson is only one shot.
Yes.
And actually, you know, I hear people thinking, oh, this one and that one, and I think it's a real first world problem. Because if you see the poor people in India, if they were offered any kind of a vaccine,
they'd be delighted to take it,
And in fact, there's work on at the moment trying to get Joe Biden to get them to waive the patents so everybody can sort of make their own vaccines in the factories at home and vaccinate everybody in the world, which sounds like a brilliant idea.
And that would be the ethical thing to do, of course, needless to say, but let's see what happens where that is concerned. What's your own situation at the moment? Are you vaccinating at the moment, Pat?
Yeah, we'll be vaccinated again tomorrow. We've done the, we're working through the last of the over 70s getting the second jab, and then we're moving to group 4 and group 7. And group 4 would be the very heavy people and the people with heart, with, they kind of blur a bit, you know.
Yes.
But people with bad hearts, kidneys, you know, this kind of thing, and group 4 and group 7.
Right.
And we're trying to move that. Now, how far it'll go, I don't know. I don't think we'll be doing the pregnancy. But nobody sort of said it to us at this stage.
Right.
And the GPs reckon by the end, by the start of July, we should be finished. Because they have to get on with the other stuff, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And,
yes.
And the hubs are up and running. Our vaccination centres, they've hired the vaccinators. I believe the army are going well. So, you know, it's rolling along. But I don't know, I think, Fran, I don't know if you've noticed this, I think people are getting extremely cranky.
I think so.
And I really do. Yeah. I think it's the fact that people have been all locked in together, you know, and all sorts of groups and things. And Gareth said this, a friend of mine last week, he says, the best of friends are falling out.
Yeah.
You know, with
yeah.
all kinds of rows and all kinds of things. So we just have to be patient. I mean, everybody, basically, who wants a vaccine, and that's 85% of the population, they don't to get a vaccine. And the advice this summer, and the advice remains the same, you know, take the first one you're offered.
Sure. And speaking of people getting cranky, I mean, you know, it was reflected in our text over the last few days. People very annoyed about the outbreak in Nina, Pat. Have you seen the outlay of that? I mean, have you seen more and more people coming to you?
Well, friend, you might remember I was on, I think, Monday week, and I will be just maybe getting one or two inquiries every couple of days. You know, nothing huge. But, you know, people were contacts or people who, you know, and nothing massive. And then suddenly, I think, the phone was like, not that morning. And I said it to you. I don't know what's going on with Nina, but it looks like. And lo and behold, there was a bit of an outbreak. And so, look, you know what to do is, if you starve this thing, it can't spread. And if you don't feed it and give it ammunition. But, you know, the complacency, India is in the state of really, because there was a bit of government complacency. And they got together for big religious festivals. And they were going well with their vaccination project. And it just goes to show that if you don't treat this thing with respect, it just rears up again. Because that's the way we were before Christmas. You know, we were kind of pushing along. We're getting on all right. And look what happened after Christmas.
Right. You know, so we crazy. Still need to be vigilant, is what you're saying,
Pat. Still need to be vigilant, especially for Nina. And the travel and everything. And I can understand why the government and things are very slow to give a roadmap, because you're dealing with a shifting target. You know, if you say we will do this by such a date, you're bound to end up with egg in your face. You need to be ahead of it or behind it. But
yes, it's evolving to some degree, I suppose, all of the time. The pop-up testing now is established in Nina for the last couple of days, Pat. That has to be a good thing.
Yeah, I was talking to people who went in and had the thing, and it's bound to pick up a few people who you know, it's bound to get the asymptomatic transmission and catch it and reduce it. You see, we know a lot of what to do now. You know, we're in a much better position than we were. And might have the pain in the neck just to hold the cool and not get. And a big study has shown that gardening is so good for your health. It's been absolutely proven. They did a big thing with the Royal Horticultural Society, University of Virginia, and one in as now not everybody has access to a garden. So I'd hope that all county councils and people who decide these things and everything will try to make sure that there's community gardens and things that people can get their hands into, and children's gardens and gardens in schools. And if you ever see a big fair green sort of a place in front of a house in the state with just sort of bare grass and a couple of dogs wandering around, maybe a few raised beds in there for pensioners. And can you say pensioners?
Yeah, you can, of course.
Yeah, pensioners to potter out and plant a few onions and things like that. Wouldn't it be great? That's a complete U-turn from what we're talking about.
Right, but
I think it's the cure, Frankie. No doubt about it. You know.
Yeah.
Get out about and
well, it's well
get
worth
away get away from people and scream for about 10 minutes or an hour, you know, and you won't feel, you know, we all have to sort of be careful of COVID and crankiness.
Well, the great thing is, I suppose, it will be the summer of the outdoors, but hopefully the weather will hold up so that we can enjoy it, you see, Pat. That's the main thing.
We were sensible, Fran, we'd start selling overcoats right now, you know, summer coats. You know.
All right. Somebody's saying a woman was just speaking with Doc and she got the first Astra shot yesterday. She's thrown down on the couch at the moment. She's dying sick, as she describes it. She's wondering, is this normal? It affects different people different ways, I suppose, Pat.
Yeah, it's a sign of a good immune response. And that you're having a good response to that, and that's probably a good sign. Now, I just have the caveat that, you know, if these things go on for more than 2 or 3 days, it's not the vaccine.
Okay.
And I've actually had a couple of people who got the. It's rare enough they got the first shot of something, and they were sick as dogs 4 days later, and they actually had COVID, which they had sort of were brewing when they got it. Now, you know, it doesn't have any great implication, but don't put everything down to the vaccine, and you might have got something else, you know. So
that's very interesting.
I remember I had two shots of, I think it was the Moderna, and geez, I had no energy at all for a couple of days afterwards, you know, but sure, it's well worth it. You know, because once you're fully vaccinated, you've gone 2 weeks after your second shot, or, you know, you just such a feeling of liberation, friend. It's absolutely brilliant. So they will be moving on now to the 50s up, and it's a bit of a juggling thing. I don't know really how they're going to manage it, because they don't have quite as many Johnsons as they wanted, and they don't want to put the 50s off another bit. And if a significant amount of people start kicking in the heels and want something else, that'll delay it for everybody else. You see, there's a bit of momentum going in this thing.
Right.
And I hate to be the one making the decisions who gets what and everything. But to be fair and, you know, equitable for everybody, you know, people sometimes perceive it's not fair, but the only way to be fair is to say, that one's for you, that one's for you, that one's for you. You know, like when the flu shots come into Ireland, no, you don't know what you're getting. You know, it could be Sanofi 1 year, it could be Johnson & Johnson.
Right, and nobody even makes an inquiry.
They don't even make an inquiry. Yeah, they just walk up and get it. So, you know, so if it's coming down to your age group and you can register and get it, I just get it.
All right. Pat, it's always a pleasure. Look after yourself, Pat, and thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye, Juno. That's our GP, Dr. Pat Harrell. News is on the way.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.